USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise in many areas of the country, state and local authorities are issuing various restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the virus. With that comes the consequences for business, particularly bars and restaurants, who've had the way they do business fundamentally changed by the pandemic. But House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says that local Democratic leaders don't seem to care that they're crushing businesses in their communities. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that national leadership is also making COVID relief nothing more than a political issue.
They are crushing these small businesses, the millions of jobs that are tied to it, and they just don't seem to care. Speaker Pelosi won't even bring up a bill on the House floor that would get almost unanimous support that would allow these small businesses who are struggling to get another round of PPP loans, just because, as she said the other day, she doesn't want to help them. She's waiting for a new president.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
A woman has been charged with reckless endangerment after running her car into a group of protesters in New York City. Kenneth Burns has more from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
The Friday afternoon protest was against detentions by federal immigration agents in Midtown Manhattan. The incident was caught on video, according to witnesses and the police. The footage shows the vehicle stopped with protesters in front of the car seconds before the driver floors it, plowing into protesters. Six victims suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The driver was taken into custody a block later by NYPD. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
And President Trump's legal team lost a federal suit Saturday that sought to have Wisconsin's legislature name him the winner of the presidential election in that state. As that suit was dismissed, the president's lawyers were also arguing a similar case at the state's Supreme Court, challenging votes in Wisconsin's two most populous counties. That effort awaits a decision from the court. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Florida congressman is weighing in on his colleague's involvement with an alleged Chinese spy. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
California Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell began a relationship with a woman suspected of being a Chinese spy. The accused spy, Christine Fang, helped raise money for his 2014 congressional reelection campaign and recruited at least one intern for his office. Republican Congressman from Florida, Michael Walls, tells Fox News this is only the beginning.
Look, this is the tip of the iceberg at this point. I spent a year on the China Task Force, and it is in our universities, students, it's research institutions. We really need to get a handle on this.
Israel and Bhutan announced Saturday that the two countries would be establishing full diplomatic relations. In a joint statement, the two countries said that the agreement will open the path to greater cooperation and further strengthen relations. The two countries have had economic agreements since 1982. And country music legend Charlie Pride has passed away. The Country Music Hall of Famer became the first black artist to become a member of the Hall and scored 30 number one singles in his 50-plus year career. Kissin' Angel Good Morning became his biggest song in 1971, and it was his only single to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. In his early days, Pride served in the Army and pursued a baseball career for several years before committing fully to music. According to his website, Pride died Saturday of complications from COVID-19. He was 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.